won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me. Okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Following the death of Pope Francis, condolences are coming in from around the world, and the faithful mourning the loss of the 88-year-old, the first Jesuit elevated to the papacy, and also the first pope from the Southern Hemisphere born outside Europe since the 8th century. Bells tolled from St. Peter's Basilica hours after the Pope made his final public appearance there on Easter Sunday, offering blessings and later riding in an open car through St. Peter's Square. Father John Walk is at the Vatican.
The feeling in St. Peter's, I think, is one of surprise. People are a bit stunned that this news of the Pope's passing should come immediately on the heels of Easter Sunday.
At the White House today, President Trump ordering flags lowered to half staff in his honor across the country and called the Pope a good man. Vice President J.D. Vance had just met with Pope Francis last week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News. The Trump administration and New York City clashing over the city's controversial congestion pricing program. That's being closely watched by other cities all around the country.
The federal government issued an Easter Sunday deadline to end the $9 toll being placed on drivers entering the busiest part of Manhattan. The governor pushing back, saying traffic is down, business is up, and the cameras are staying on. The toll took effect in January in an effort to reduce traffic and raise billions for the city's public transit system. So far, traffic is down 13%, transit ridership is up, and retail sales are on track to increase by nearly $1 billion. But President Trump has vowed to kill the program.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. An unusual half marathon this weekend in Beijing, China. 20 teams of robots competed in the race, guided by navigators. Those robots ran on a course right next to where humans were running. The winning robot completed the race in 2 hours, 40 minutes, just over 12 minutes per mile. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. With all the rain and fast-melting snow, rivers are rapidly rising. Over half of all flood-related drownings happen when a vehicle is driven into floodwater. The next highest death statistic related to drowning in floodwaters is people walking into or near flooded areas. It is very easy to underestimate the force and the power of water. Stay out of floodwaters. Turn around. Don't drown. Today, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., there's a faux stained glass for youth class over at the Fields Public Library. This is hosted by Jen from UCreate Studio and is open to all children ages 7 to 18, where they get to learn how to paint a faux stained glass plexiglass piece. Once again, this is taking place today from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Town halls have been a point of contention. When Republicans have held them over the last few months, they're often met with boos and protesters. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Town halls have been a point of contention for months now. Republicans have held them all over the country and here in Wisconsin, and when they do, they've been met with boos and protesters. Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District claims these aren't his constituents. He says they're paid agitators. The leader of congressional campaigns at the Republican Party has told GOP legislators to stop hosting them in the first place. There's even a Wisconsin nonprofit stepping in to give people a platform to demand town halls from their lawmakers. Democrat Mark Pocan held a town hall in Monroe Wednesday night. He says it's the largest crowd he's ever had. Hundreds of people were there. They were asking about the decisions of the Trump administration and demanding Democrats do more. Pocan said being in your district in person is a basic part of the job.
Not even the 101 of your job, like the basic level of your job is going to Washington and representing the values of your constituents and then explaining Washington back home. Those are the two things that every member should have to do. And if you don't have town halls, you're kind of missing out on that big part of getting the input from your constituents. Because I know a lot of people do telephone town halls. I did a few during COVID, but they're kind of BS.
Pocan says he's also been asked to speak at town halls in other states, but he's focusing on his district first. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Roger Samuel, age 89, of Phillips, passed into the arms of Jesus on March 30th after a lengthy battle with Parkinson's disease. Roger is survived by his wife, Tony, of 69 years, further survived by his son, Bruce, by his daughter, Lynette Schumann, by his son, Michael, further survived by his daughter-in-law, by grandchildren, and by great-grandchildren. Roger is also survived by his sister, Connie Friedrich, and his brother, Martin Samuel. Celebration of Life will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 3rd at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Roger Samuel, age 89, of Phillips. Carl Kenneth Kubley, age 83, of Glidden, died at his home on Saturday, April 19th. He is survived by his wife, Jean, of Glidden, by three children, John Richard Kubley, of Longmont, Colorado, by Joanne Marie Martikinis, of Ashland, and by Daniel Joseph Kubley, of Chippewa Falls, further survived by five grandchildren and by many other relatives and friends. Funeral services to be held at Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden, Tuesday, April 22nd at 11 a.m. Reverend Kenneth Laners will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Carl Kenneth Kubley, age 83, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me. And I just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
No, he was great. You know, you guys saw it, six innings, and yeah, that's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game two of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. Battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the low 40s. With the wintry mix winding down, we'll be partly cloudy tonight, falling below freezing to the upper 20s. And tomorrow, more chances of flurries in the morning, flipping to rain in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios. 98Q Country.
My shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't.
There's Tim McGraw. I like it. I love it. 98Q Country. Don't forget to turn out the lights. It's, that phrase is uttered a lot when you have company over, don't you? It's for some reason, every light in the house is always on. It's Mike McKay along with you. There, I just, in one sentence, recapped my Easter Sunday at our house. Here's Jason Aldean.
There's still black marks on that county road where we drag raced our pickups and Mustangs and weathered all the sun and rain. And to this day up on that overpass, even underneath the new paint, you can still see Alley Will
that hangs over the river. I still got the scar from swinging out a little too far. There ain't a corner of this hallowed ground that we ain't laughed or cried on. It's where we loved, lived and learned real life stuff. It's everything we're made of. It sure left its mark on us. We sure left our mark on it. We let the world know we were here with everything we did. We laid a lot of memories down like tattoos on this town. Like tattoos on this town. Everywhere there we are, it hits me right in my heart. Sure left its mark on us. We sure left our mark on it. We let the world know we were here with everything we did. We laid a lot of memories down, and we'll always be hanging around like tattoos on this town. Like tattoos on.
Big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today, yeah.
Come on.
98Q Country. It's Mike McKay along with you rolling through the noon hour. Oh, this is very interesting. Give me like 6 minutes. I have come across scientists say that they have found the strongest evidence yet of life on an alien planet. Wait till I tell you what they've spotted. And it's coming up.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. For the week, could be Carolina, California, something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas, Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
The newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think, think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red
goodbye in lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Q Country. All right, this is pretty interesting. I just saw this, and I knew I had to share it with you. Scientists say that they have found the strongest evidence yet of life on an alien planet. They've used advanced telescopes, and researchers claim that they've detected chemicals on the exoplanet K2-18b that suggest biological activity. They say it might be something like algae that we have here on Earth. And if that's the case, they think that that would be evidence of life on an alien planet. And these telescopes are incredible. Have you seen some of these pictures from these telescopes? The amazing pictures of the galaxy and the planets and things like that. Pretty incredible. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at one of these right now, one of these pictures, and I don't exactly see the gases they're talking about. But when I squint and look at this picture, is that a Starbucks that I see?
98Q Country.
Great news for all plant lovers. This Thursday and Friday and Saturday, Winter Greenhouse will be open for the season. It's their annual Bare Root Sale. A great selection of ornamental trees and shrubs, fruit trees, and small fruits will be 25% off the usual potted price. Bare Root stock is easy to plant and guaranteed to thrive. Visit the biggest Bare Root Sale in the area and get 25% off this Thursday through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Winter Greenhouse, located 2 miles north of Winter off County W.
Need help making informed choices? The Price County Aging and Disability Resource Center, or ADRC for short, is here for you. Call 866-663-3607. Their specialists provide unbiased information and support for seniors and adults with disabilities. The ADRC specialists, benefit specialists, and dementia care specialists will work with you to get the resources you need. Stay independent and improve your quality of life with expert guidance. Call the ADRC of the North today.
2/3 of the fastest growing occupations in the next decade will require a technical college education, one you can earn locally at North Central Technical College's Phillips campus. Earn your welding degree in person with NTC's open labs, which give you the flexibility to complete your classes around your schedule in Phillips. The path to a great paying career is just a weld away. Registration is currently underway. Call to get started today, 715-339-4555.
Battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the low 40s. With the wintry mix winding down, we'll be partly cloudy tonight, falling below freezing to the upper 20s. And tomorrow, more chances of flurries in the morning, flipping to rain in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Thanks for calling. It's good to know somebody cares. guess she's gone, but I don't feel like talking. Might be just too much to bear to hear somebody say it's time certain, or to hear somebody say she ain't worth it. 'Cause you don't know like I do, you never understand, and you don't know we've been through. If that girl's my best friend, and there's no way you're gonna help me, she's the only one who can. No, you don't know how much I got to lose. You don't know like I do. Drowning in these memories, fills my soul with all the little things. And I can't cope, it's like a death inside the family. It's like she stole my way to breathe. So don't try to tell me I'll stop hurting. Don't try to tell me she ain't worth it. You don't know like I do, you never understand, and you don't know we've been through. And that girl's my best friend, and there's no way you're gonna help me. She's the only one who cares. No, you don't know how much I got to lose.
Too far. Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only one drink away from the devil. I'm only one call away from home. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. I guess I'm just a little right and wrong. These back roads got me. These pills pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that. Now I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. Slowly breaking. Might pop a pill and smoke and maybe drink. Talk to God and tell him what I think. At first he's gonna hate me, but eventually he'll say, I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a
Jelly Roll, 98Q Country, your home for Joel Karnick in the morning. You know, you really should get your day started every weekday morning with Joel. He'll get you up and at it on your way. He'll do news and sports a couple of times an hour. He gives you that weather information, all kinds of other things he shares with you. A lot of local content for you. And he'll even slip in some country music for you. And trust me, it's better he plays the song than sings them. But anyway, you get started with Joel.
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know, I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right.
younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, I guess I'm doing all right, all right. Well, I hate to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
Station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. And on the hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
Said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise? Now the macro blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me wanna. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Baby, what song you make me wanna
Orange Line, 98Q Country, Mike McKay along with you. All right, time to get your checklist out and see how many of these you remember as we take a little trip down memory lane into 19-something with Mark Wills.
I saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
AQ Country.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Get ready for the 2025 fishing season at Bader's Sports Center in Phillips. Now through May 3rd, save 25% on all your fishing rods and reels from Daiwa and Zebco, lures from Rapala, MEPS, MC, and others, line from Berkeley, Suffolk, and Vicious, fillet knives from Rapala and True Knives, plus a full line of boating supplies, personal flotation devices, and live bait. The Bader's team wishes everyone a safe and enjoyable fishing season. Bader's Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Q Country.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is nice, because you can just keep doing you. So keep on using that broken phone charger because it occasionally works. Keep quoting something you heard on a podcast as your own. Keep ignoring your sister's texts while you drive and after. And when baggage claim says, have a great trip, keep on saying, you too. And keep driving safely, and you could save with Snapshot from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or volunteer center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and let it all. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The faithful gathering in St. Peter's Square this hour in Rome, where the Vatican is leading a rosary prayer service to honor Pope Francis, who died earlier today. Francis, who became known as the People's Pope, traveled the world up until he was hospitalized recently for double pneumonia. The 88-year-old pontiff participated in Easter Sunday services and rode through St. Peter's Square greeting the crowd. Vice President Vance met with the Pope Sunday at the Vatican. ABC's Rachel Scott says President Trump has ordered flags be flown at half staff across the country in his honor.
President Trump met with Pope Francis just once in 2017. He had called it the honor of a lifetime, but there were some disagreements in their relationship, specifically on immigration. Recently, when Pope Francis was asked about the president's mass deportation plans, he said if true, it would be disgraceful, warning that it would end very badly.
After his funeral, cardinals will convene and choose his successor. This is ABC News.
Battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the low 40s. With the wintry mix winding down, we'll be partly cloudy tonight, falling below freezing to the upper 20s. And tomorrow, more chances of flurries in the morning, flipping to rain in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
One, two, three!